keeping on schedule, and with one microphone per person. Gabor Hoitsi, very old friend of mine and open source original, Drupal core maintainer several times, and now talking about a really powerful contribution project in the Drupal community. So roughly right?
Thank you, Trem. Yeah. Great. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. I think it's going to be interesting for everyone, hopefully in some degree, because this is about open source leadership at scale. And as Jem said, I'm Gabor Hoitsi. And yes.
They call it one slide, Gabor.
No, it's done. So I'm Gabor Hoitsi. My own made-up title is Full Stack Community Organizer, which means that I can put on an event for you. I can manage social media, design graphics, do a keynote, build developer tools, and like basically everything in between. Write marketing copy and do everything in between. So whatever is needed at the time. So I've also been working with Drupal since 2003, much like Matthias with Type 3 since 2003. We just picked a different system. But it's around the same time, and I'm a Drupal core committer and did a bunch of stuff that helped in getting here where I am now. But I'm more interested right now in where you are coming from, who's using Drupal for anything in the room. All right, some of you who have no idea what Drupal is. Just here for the title because it was nice. Okay. Hard to explain Drupal that much. That's great. Who are you consider yourself primarily developers? Okay, great. Nice. So those were the main questions that I wanted to have so that I can direct the talk properly for the audience. So I got into open source from open content in the 1990s. I went to high school. And the high school got modems, dial-in modems, and we got on the internet. And I was really interested in how we can publish stuff on the internet, how we can put something on the internet. And I decided to be the lazy teacher that reads 5 pages ahead and then teaches everybody else what they learned. So I started looking at like how is this done, and started to go into documentation and started to translate the W3C standards into Hungarian, and then the PHP documentation into Hungarian, and then distributing that, and then started to look for news and articles and translate those and summarize and translate those into Hungarian and publish it for the Hungarian community. And so it basically turned out to be a thing where I needed to set up a website to publish all of these things, and I got together with a person in Vienna, Sándor Somkuti, who I've never met ever in my life, ever since, or... And we worked together very well online, and we created this website called WebLabor that was hosting these things. And I went on a side quest with the PHP community. I became the lead of the PHP documentation and the lead of the PHP.NET website in the beginning of the 2000s, and was growing this Hungarian community website as well. But the Hungarian website grew out so much that we needed some kind of system to manage the community, to publish these things, manage the forums that we've had and the meetups that we had. And so we needed to have some system that managed this. And that's where I found Drupal. And Drupal was tiny and nice. And this was the whole Drupal conference in 2005, all the attendees. There's a certain person sitting there. So it was a tiny community that was very tight-knit. And we would get together. The software was managed through a mailing list where you would post a patch to the mailing list. And it was reviewed on the mailing list and then committed to CVS. It was very tight-knit, and everything was reviewed by these few people. And so it was very easy to join. And I needed it for a Hungarian website. So my main problems that I would go in and fix were usually about translatability into Hungarian, or I wanted to have the path aliases in Hungarian. I wanted to have everything in Hungarian. And I always bumped into bugs, and I submitted bugs, and they got fixed. So I fixed them, then they got committed. So that was basically the natural way to get into the community. There's small, was easy to approach, and they would receive those fixes very well. Fast forward, 10 years later, this was the Drupal conference 10 years later. There's people up there as well. They're hard to notice. So this is DrupalCon Denver. So it's kind of hard to get started in this community. Like, who do you walk up to that I have this bug, and please work with me on fixing this bug? That doesn't work. Like, there's no way to do that. Like, I don't know. It's hard. It's like walking up to people in the street and like trying to convince them of something. When I got in here, all of the buses, I think bus 71 was always full. Like, I waited for two or three buses. All of them were full, and I decided to call an Uber yesterday. And as I was myself in the Uber, so I walked up to the people waiting for the bus, like, hi, do you want to come with me? And they were like, no. Who are you? Like, that's the kind of feeling that you walk up to someone and like, no, who are you? Like, why are you approaching me? So I was alone in the Uber. But when you have this tight, small community, it's much easier to work with them. So when we got to this point, it started to get very hard to manage what people are working on and organize that and motivate that. And we kind of went by pretty long without more structural organization. But around this time, the project lead, Drew Spoiter, decided to set up initiatives. And so that initiatives could get back to this tight-knit, small feeling, and they could sit together and know each other and have a sense of community in this much smaller scale, and they could work together very well. And when this started, I was approached to work on the multilingual initiative, because even 10 years after I joined, the multilingual was still a problem space that had a lot of problems to be solved. And so I was happy to accept that. And so I started working on the multilingual initiative, and everything was rosy and happy, and I started working on things. And then a bit later, something bad happened for me. At least I considered that was super bad that happened, is that another initiative was announced. The Views in Core initiative was announced. And so multilingual was, especially in Europe, pretty important. But Views in Drupal is basically so if you don't know Drupal in that detail, then Views is basically a query builder based on Drupal's very rich structured data, and it's also an output generator based on the query, and you can choose how the output is generated, and it can generate APIs and REST endpoints and lists and sliders and all kinds of things. So basically, it's a query builder and an output generator. And Views was four times more popular than any of the multilingual modules. And they got funding from Sony and other companies. So they had money. They were four times more popular. They started to steal some of the people that were working on the multilingual initiative. So I felt totally betrayed, and I was super angry. And I wrote this email to project leadership and core committers that this will jeopardize my initiative. It will make my work super hard to do, because they're going to steal the thunder, and it will be very hard to do this going forward. And now I'm here talking about how successful it was. So we sort of resolved this, but I was super angry and very jealous, and also felt betrayed. And I think what was interesting is I didn't get responses to my feelings there. I did get responses to the facts that I stated, and they were refuted, but my feelings were not contested. And I think what I realized after a while, after I had time to think about this, is the problem that I had is I was thinking of Drupal as this small pie that we are eating from. And if everybody's eating from the same pie, then it kind of be over after a while, and you don't really have more to eat. So if you steal my people, then I don't have people, and I'm not going to have people. And so I think that was the key understanding that I had, is that I need to think about how to grow this pie. And even though we had all of those